This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Presidential candidates are proposing positions on the life issue, and some say it's causing a shift in the campaign for president. It is being suggested that Donald Trump has financially supported pro-abortion efforts at Planned Parenthood and that he would be unable to defeat a Democrat in the general election. On a lighter note, the patience of a 39-year-old with Down syndrome paid off in the warm interaction with his favorite candidate. Drew Euler now proudly owns a photo posing with Marco Rubio. Justina Pelletier was the Delaware girl whose doctor visit in Boston led doctors there to collaborate with Massachusetts authorities to detain her for over a year without proper care by calling her mitochondrial disorder, essentially, a fabrication. Her family is now suing that state. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Pro-life advocates in Augusta, Georgia are delighted that a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic has closed. The active prayer demonstration of 40 Days for Life at the clinic was blamed earlier for reducing the clinic hours 6 years ago. Now money problems are blamed for the closure. This 40 Days has made a life possible for nearly 200 in the latest campaign of prayer and fasting. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.